This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll resulting from COVID-19 is approximately 730,000 globally, 163,000 in the United States. Brazil comes in second at more than 101,000 deaths. Infections continue to skyrocket, with the U.S. accounting for more than a quarter of the world's nearly 20 million cases. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. With confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. reaching the 5 million milestone Sunday, the failure of the most powerful nation in the world to contain the scourge has been met with some astonishment alarm in Europe. Much of it stems from the fact that America had the benefit of time, European experience, and medical know-how to treat the virus. That is something the old continent did not have when the first COVID-19 patient started overwhelming its intensive care units. Yet, the U.S. is still facing a sustained outbreak more than 4 months into the crisis. Australia has reported fewer new daily cases from its virus hotspot in the city of Melbourne than any single day since last month, but it has also reported the nation's highest daily death toll since the virus outbreak began. The state of Victoria reported 322 new infections and 19 new deaths on Monday, with 14 of the deaths connected to outbreaks at aged care facilities. The figures did not include new infections and deaths from other Australian states, although Victoria have been accounting for the vast majority of both in recent weeks. Elsewhere in the Asia-Pacific region, China's number of local transmissions fell to just 14, while Hong Kong has reported another 72 cases and 5 deaths. This is VOA News. In the U.S. state of Georgia, a high school plans to start the week with all classes shifting online after 9 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus as the school year opened with in-person classes just last week. News outlets report all students at North Paulding High School west of Atlanta will take online classes Monday and Tuesday. Paulding County School Superintendent Brian Ott sent a letter to parents Sunday saying those 2 days will be used to clean and disinfect the school. The school made headlines last week for photos posted to social media that showed hallways crowded with students who were not wearing masks. Ott disclosed Saturday that 6 students and 3 staff had tested positive for the virus. World leaders pledged nearly $300 million to Lebanon to help it recover from last week's massive explosion in Beirut. More than 30 leaders meeting by teleconference at the behest of French President Emmanuel Macron said the assistance should be timely, sufficient, and consistent with the needs of the Lebanese people and directly delivered to the Lebanese population with utmost efficiency and transparency. The world powers insisted on the transparency in how aid is spent, wary of sending assistance to a government that many Lebanese view as corrupt, and also voicing concern about the influence of Iran through the Shiite group Hezbollah. Macron, who visited Beirut Thursday, said the opening of the video link that participating nations needed to put aside their differences to support the Lebanese people, and that the aid should be coordinated by the United Nations. The world leaders include U.S. President Donald Trump, and called for an impartial, credible, and an independent inquiry into the blast that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. Some angry Lebanese have called for a revolt to overthrow their political leaders. An aide to Hong Kong media tycoon Jimmy Lai says that Lai was arrested under the city's national security law on suspicion of collusion with foreign powers. Hong Kong police said 7 people had been arrested on suspicion of violating the national security law, but did not reveal the names of those arrested. Lai owns popular tabloid Apple Daily and is an outspoken pro-democracy figure in Hong Kong who regularly criticizes China's rule. Lai's aide said police searched both his and his son's home, as well as other members of media group Lai founded. Clashes broke out in Cochabamba, Bolivia, Sunday as local groups sought to break road blockades set up by leftist groups protesting a delay in presidential elections. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.